This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 17. Cost. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 14. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. There have been a few times when our family received very generous gifts. Those were times of financial need for us, and they were more appreciated than I could ever say. But honestly, it took me a while to accept such generosity. Personal pride got in the way and made me feel guilty about accepting those gifts. But the bottom line was always that the people who felt led to give didn't do it out of guilt or duty. They did it because they loved our family and knew that God had blessed them to be a blessing to others. We know that the cost of discipleship, following Jesus, involves relying on God and following His calling in our lives. The people who blessed our family were doing just that. The woman in today's story gave extravagantly to Jesus with no thought about her own needs or agenda. She simply did what she was called to do. Some of the people who saw this asked why she would do such a thing. That can happen when a person follows God's leading and shows generosity. Surely, there were other people more needy than our family when we received generous gifts. Surely the money spent on the jar of perfume for Jesus could have helped people in need. But Jesus was the one whom the woman was called to bless at that time. She followed God's leading in her that day. What is God leading you to do? Whom is He calling you to bless today? Pray with me. Father, allow us to hear Your call and follow wherever You may lead, no matter the cost. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.